My experience at Whiz Beach Summer Camp. Listen to Megan telling you about Whiz Beach Summer Camp. Answer the questions after each paragraph.
My name's Megan Louise and I'm 14. I'm from Canada. Last year, I visited England with my family and stayed for 10 days at Whiz Beach Summer Camp in Brighton. They were the best 10 days of my life.
Now answer questions 1 and 2.
There wasn't one boring moment. Every day was full of fun. I made so many new friends from different countries. I still keep in touch with Juana from southern Spain, Lene from Denmark, and Mark from the US. We email each other and chat on Facebook. And Mark might come and visit us this summer.
Now answer questions 3 and 4.
The best thing for me at Whiz Beach Summer Camp was the adventure camp. It was really exciting. Our camp leader, Dan, took us through woods where we saw real live snakes and lizards. I held a snake. It felt really strange. We cooked sausages and burgers on a campfire and ate fruit that we picked from trees. We learned how to read maps and use a compass. We also learned about first aid, you know, what to do if someone gets hurt. Now I know how to put on a bandage.
Now answer questions 5, 6, and 7.
Another fantastic thing about the summer camp was the enormous water slide. I love the water and had so much fun in the pool with my new friends. We had swimming races too. I won, of course. I also went to a few of the drama workshops. I took part in a show for other kids at the camp and the staff. We did a version of High School Musical, and I played the part of Sharpay. It was really fun, and the audience loved it. They stood up and clapped at the end.
Now answer questions 8 and 9.
The only bad thing about the summer camp was having to go home at the end of the 10 days. Oh, and my brother's cooking. My brother Sonny came to the camp too. He's 12 now. He made some vegetable samosas in the cookery workshop. Samosas are from India. Well, I nearly broke my teeth trying to eat one. It was like eating a rock.
Now answer question number 10.
Sonny was good at riding the go-karts, though. He went really fast around a track and overtook lots of other kids older than him. The instructor said he should think about becoming a real racing driver when he's older.
Now answer question number 11.
I will definitely go back to Whiz Beach Summer Camp the next time we go to England, but I don't know when that will be. It depends on my dad's work. For now, I've got lots of good memories, some amazing photos, and some really great new friends.
Now answer question number 12. You will now hear the whole story once again.
My name's Megan Louise, and I'm 14. I'm from Canada. Last year, I visited England with my family and stayed for 10 days at Whiz Beach Summer Camp in Brighton. They were the best 10 days of my life. There wasn't one boring moment. Every day was full of fun. I made so many new friends from different countries. I still keep in touch with Juana from southern Spain, Lene from Denmark, and Mark from the US. We email each other and chat on Facebook, and Mark might come and visit us this summer. The best thing for me at Whiz Beach Summer Camp was the adventure camp. It was really exciting. Our camp leader, Dan, took us through woods where we saw real live snakes and lizards. I held a snake. It felt really strange. We cooked sausages and burgers on a campfire and ate fruit that we picked from trees. We learned how to read maps and use a compass. We also learned about first aid, you know, what to do if someone gets hurt. Now I know how to put on a bandage. Another fantastic thing about the summer camp was the enormous water slide. I love the water and had so much fun in the pool with my new friends. We had swimming races too. I won, of course. I also went to a few of the drama workshops. I took part in a show for other kids at the camp and the staff. We did a version of High School Musical, and I played the part of Sharpay. It was really fun, and the audience loved it. They stood up and clapped at the end. The only bad thing about the summer camp was having to go home at the end of the 10 days. Oh, and my brother's cooking. My brother Sonny came to the camp, too. He's 12 now. He made some vegetable samosas in the cookery workshop. Samosas are from India. Well, I nearly broke my teeth trying to eat one. It was like eating a rock. Sonny was good at riding the go-karts, though. He went really fast around a track and overtook lots of other kids older than him. The instructor said he should think about becoming a real racing driver when he's older. I will definitely go back to Wisbeach Summer Camp the next time we go to England, but I don't know when that will be. It depends on my dad's work. For now, I've got lots of good memories, some amazing photos, and some really great new friends.